Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
So next up is Dr. Stephen C. Phillips, founder and CEO of Spiderics. How do you pronounce that?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. It's Spiderisk.
Spiderisk.
Yeah, so it means a lot of things. We're doing risk assessments of enterprise IT systems. So that's the risk bit. But we create models that are a bit like a spider web. So that's the rest of the name.
So get in some details here, the nitty-gritty, so our audience understands. Is it a service available today or something you're working on?
We're just launching today. We're looking for early adopters. It's a software-as-a-service product. We're pretty much there with it. You can supply it online to customers so that they can do an automated risk assessment of their IT systems. It finds all the problems. Tells you how to control for them, how to mitigate them, does a really good risk assessment so you know where the really key issues are that you've got to address, and then outputs reports that you need for your board, for your tech people, for your compliance audit.
So does it even go into doing like testing of code for you're looking at your website and does penetration testing, that kind of stuff, or are we talking more about internal controls?
So it's not at the level of penetration testing. So what we do is we're examining the whole system and telling you, for instance, that, you've got a vulnerable piece of software there, and to control that vulnerability, you might want to do penetration testing.
Okay.
So you could then tick the box saying, yeah, I'm going to do penetration testing, and then it will bring the risk level down of some of the threats that are pointed at that asset. So we're not doing the penetration testing. We're not doing the firewall rules.
We're not
putting the passwords in. We're telling you where you need the different controls so that you can make your system more secure.
Now, I run a small company, have about 20 employees, mm-hmm. and the majority of them are in Columbus, Ohio, but I have remote employees, and we don't have a real super tight password controls and that kind of stuff. But we do on our server base, have some extensive, basically we're really tight on that to make sure we're not going to be penetrated. And of course, we're dealing with not anything that has to do with HIPAA or anything like that, but we have mm-hmm. credit card information and that kind of stuff, right? So how do you apply that then? Or how would a small company like mine use your tool or your service to see where my risk is?
Okay, so generally we're targeting either larger companies that already have an IT system
sure.
with some cybersecurity expertise embedded,
okay.
or we're targeting cybersecurity consultancies that could then use the tool when you're employing them to help do that assessment. So I don't believe we're ever going to be able to make a product that is simple enough
for
a small business that just can't afford that expertise
right.
in-house. But what we do is make it much faster and much better for those people that already have that expertise. Because, if you go to one consultancy, they'll tell you one thing. If you go to another, they'll tell you something else. Just human fallibility,
Right.
With these complex interconnected systems, you can't always work out everything that's going on. In your head or maybe on a whiteboard or
right.
in a spreadsheet,
yep.
You need a piece of software to do that for you and do it exactly the same every time.
And step
yeah?
through the process that
exactly.
you're and set up the controls that you want to have for the testing process.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a massive issue. When I came over from Heathrow a few days ago for the beginning of CES, I went to get some dollars out at the airport from TravelX.
Right.
Couldn't get it out.
That's right,
because
they've systems, been hacked.
Exactly, they're held to ransom. They've got to pay up $6 million to get their data back.
Is that what the Bitcoin ransom is at right now for them?
$8 million, I think. Or is it $6 million? Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's going to double in a couple of days' time or something. So, these are massive problems, especially for large businesses.
And you look at municipalities that have got hit here in the United States over the past year and had to fork up cash. I think a couple of them have forked up cash. Some were said no and had their data wiped and then had to recover from backup. And if their backups actually work, the key is if they work.
Exactly.
Because, you know, you do all these great backups, and do you really ever test to make sure the backups were...
That's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so, I mean, one of the controls we might propose is making sure you do have backups in the right places. But what companies, especially the larger ones, are increasingly doing is to show to their customers and to their supply chains that they're doing a good job on their cybersecurity.
Right.
They're getting things like SOC 2 compliance or ISO 27001. And that's where SpiderRisk comes in, because getting that audit done requires a lot of documentation describing the state of your system, where the threats are, what you're doing about it. And we've got all that data inside our model, so we just output it in the right format for the different compliance audits. And then you save yourself a lot of time there.
Sounds like Equifax could have used your help a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, you never quite can tell. But yeah, exactly. There's so many cases on
That's right. It's in the news every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, it's a massive problem.
Yeah.
And the more tools, the more automation we can use to help fix this.
Yeah.
It's got to be good for the whole global economy, hasn't it?
Because we're human, and as much as IT folks and work real hard to keep things locked down, we do make mistakes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and it's not intentional. It's like, oops.
Yeah.
But those oops can be multi-million client exposures, passwords, phone numbers, banking information. It can be huge. So
yeah, I mean, in Europe, we've got GDPR now, which means a company can be fined 4% of their revenue for a data breach.
Yeah. My company spent 6 months getting ready, and we applied GDPR across our entire enterprise, even though we're in the United States.
Yeah. Well, if you're dealing with anyone in the European Union.
So we just applied it globally, and that was a huge undertaking to, and we actually learned something about our system. They said, oh, wow. We didn't have vulnerabilities, but it was just like, what would have happened if this data would have gotten out before it had been anonymized?
Exactly.
So,
yeah, there's a lot to take care of, and you got to use automation. You got to use SpiderRisk.
Yep. All right. So the website, is it SpiderRisk.com?
Yeah, SpiderRisk.com.
Outstanding. Thank you so much, Dr. Phillips, for being on, and good luck with your launch and everything you're doing, and have a great show here at CES.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.